It is clear that Europeans in all member states are increasingly fed up with current EU policies. They want change, and they are willing to express it this June during European elections. Farmers protest against climate policy all across the continent. Rising prices and lowering level of life. Young people's inability to find adequately paid jobs and struggling with ever higher rents for their apartments. Demographic crisis, uncontrolled migration, dangerous streets in European cities, or no-go zones in some areas. Add to that hypocrisy of EU elites, double standards vis-a-vis liberal leftist and conservative governments. Poland was heavily attacked and accused of breaching rule of law while we were forming government. Now, when liberals took over and actually break the law, the European Commission turns the blind eye. How the EU elites answer on all these challenges? They want more power and more centralization. They want more power to the EU institutions without democratic oversight. Proposed treaty reforms further limits any influence of EU member states and grants all the power to Brussels bureaucracy. This is a wrong direction. My government was firmly against it. That is why EU bureaucrats wanted to change it, and they succeeded. Poland's new leftist liberal government is in favor of these flawed ideas. But law and justice remains the strongest political party in Poland, and we will do everything to stop it. That also includes effective alliances on European level. We are willing to join forces with all groups that are against ill-conceived ideas, such as promoting and facilitating illegal migration, open borders, unreasonable climate requirements that are harmful for European business, for European economies, or centralization of power, taking it from the people and leaving it all at the hands of Brussels bureaucrats. I am glad to hear that some other parties may consider joining ECR either before the EU elections or after it. I spoke about it with Viktor Orban, so I know Hungary may give thought to entering ECR. That would enhance our capabilities to act pro-better Europe. We agree on some issues and disagree on others, but certainly we have common goals: more power to European people, less EU bureaucracy, more security and common sense, less migration and other self-harming policies. I am not aware about intentions and plans of Madame Le Pen, but as I said, we need to join forces on many different fronts to save Europe. ECR will most likely accept everyone who agrees against the dominant liberal and left-wing groups that are on course to destroy Europe.